So, Lord Krishna has an intimate relationship with every living being. And it is said that there is the Ekapad Vibhuti and the Tripad Vibhuti, or the material world, which is one quarter, and the spiritual world, which is three quarter. And it says that there are the majority of the living entities is in the spiritual world, in an eternal relationship with Krishna of devotional service. Somehow or other, there are living beings who have fallen to the material world and who have turned away from Krishna, but Krishna has never turned away from them. Krishna always bestows his mercy upon all living beings. But then, it is through a devotee. It is through a devotee that one receives devotional service, which is the original pure mercy straight from the spiritual world. Golokire prema dana harinam sankirtana. And that pure devotional service is completely transcendental. We receive it by the mercy of a devotee, because Krishna is impartial. Krishna is not favoring one living being over another living being. He is samadarshinaha, equal to all. But then, it is the devotee who is partial, the devotee who feels inclined towards certain people, who can relate to some people and feels, yes, they should get the mercy. And thus, Brahmanda Brahmite Kuna Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasada Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. After many lives, we're getting this mercy. So, all of the acharyas have contributed. Each one has deeply meditated on how to deliver the conditioned souls and has somehow or other made arrangements. And each acharya took the wealth of the previous acharyas, as much was available, and then made his own arrangements to further that transcendental mercy. And thus Srila Prabhupada came as the representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the representative of the six Goswamis, as the representative of Sukadev Goswami, as the representative of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, as the representative of Narottam Das Thakur, as the representative of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, as the representative of Baladev Vijayabhusan, as the representative of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, as the representative of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and as the representative of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada brought us this gift of transcendental knowledge. Along with that gift of transcendental knowledge, he also added his prayer. And that prayer makes all the difference. It was the prayer of all the acharyas and the prayer of Prabhupada that made it possible. Otherwise, how could we, who are residents of this age of Kali, have taken up devotional service? How could we have taken interest in Krishna when the whole world is involved in sense gratification and various types of sinful ways? Everyone, from his very birth, is somehow or other corrupted. Everyone, from birth, is already unknowingly engaged in sinful activities. Our own mothers with all good intentions are not fully aware of transcendental knowledge, or not at all aware of transcendental knowledge, whatever. So here we are. So somehow or other, we came in contact with this movement. As far as my presence here, I am the servant of the servant of Srila Prabhupada, who is, my qualifications are that I have nothing of my own, nothing. A personal contribution, I don't really have. All I have is that I can try to be faithful. By being faithful, we can find shelter. By being faithful to the acharyas. Srila Prabhupada is like that, an amazing personality, because he was so faithfully presenting whatever the previous acharyas had presented, whatever his own spiritual master has presented, and he never went beyond. So this is truly the process to take shelter, to somehow or other try to understand what are the acharyas saying, what is my spiritual master saying. The spiritual master is described as the representative of Krishna. It is said, Guru Krishna Rupahaya Shastra Praman, Guru Rupa Krishna Kripa Karena Bhakti Gan. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 145, it is said that the Guru is the representative of Krishna. That is proven from all scriptures. It is through the spiritual master that Krishna delivers the disciple. There used to be this painting which was illustrating Srila Prabhupada's books, and it showed a devotee in the ocean of birth and death, and this devotee would be floating in the water, and then Krishna on the back of Garuda would come and pull him out by the seeker, and the ladies, they have that tail, so no problem. We can easily be pulled out of this ocean of birth and death. So that's really what is happening. It is Krishna who is doing it. And the spiritual master is bringing Krishna. And ultimately it is Krishna who is delivering us from birth and death. The spiritual master offers his prayer to Krishna, and then it is Krishna who moksha ishyami masuchaha. He will liberate us. Sarva dharman parijayamamekam saranam braja. The first part is about us, that we must surrender to Krishna. We must give up all. Prabhupada sometimes translates the word dharma not just as religion, but as occupation or occupational duty. One must give up all occupation and just surrender to Krishna. Then, aham tam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami masuchaha. Then Krishna says, then I will deliver you from the reactions of all sinful activities. So this is the process. We are here to come close to Krishna. This initiation is aiming at that, to bring our lives closer to Krishna. And therefore, the purpose of the initiation is more and more Krishna. The other day, we had an initiation in Switzerland, and it was in a hotel, and there was no question of fire inside the Swiss hotel, right? They don't do such things in Swiss hotels, right? Not even in the Swiss garden, because there are laws that control these things, and there are no fires in Swiss gardens, right? Doesn't happen. So anyway, so fire was ruled out. So anyway, we had a fireless initiation, but actually, then I explained in the lecture that actually the vows themselves are like a fire, like a sacrificial fire that demands more and more offerings. Oh yes, we promise 16 rounds, minimum, can be done. Little squeeze here and there, but a few clicks in the car, but basically it's done somehow or other. Four regulative principles, okay. Four. Not three and a half, four. Four regulative principles, all right. And that is the fire. That is the fire. And this fire requires that we sacrifice many things. First of all, it starts to demand our time. That we give time to Krishna. Otherwise, how can we keep these four principles? How can we remain motivated to chant? We have to start, yes, offering everything. Our independence. Our so-called freedom, voluntarily, and say, yes, I'm going to live the way that Krishna is describing it. I will give my life to Krishna Upadesh, to his instructions. Because that is the means of deliverance. Krishna Upadesh. So in this way, we are gradually becoming more and more absorbed. And in the beginning, we could easily do it. We could easily chant 16 rounds, but to maintain it over time, you have to do more and more for it. Normally, in the material world, you know, in the beginning, something is difficult, and after a while, you get expert. In the beginning, you don't know how to cook, and then, you know, but after a while, you become like, well, some spice, a little salt, turn the flame down, and ready. Right? No problem. Whereas in the beginning, it's like, oh my God, it's burning. Watch out. Anxiety. It's not easy to cook. So it gets easier over time. It takes less effort over time. Devotional service is just the opposite. It's interesting. In the beginning, we come straight out of the material world. We were fried with material life, deep fried, and then we became devotees. And somehow or other, inspiration, liberation. At last, you know, I can live a life like a devotee. But then, over time, it gets more difficult. It's supposed to get easier. No, it takes more effort, more and more and more. And in the end, you have to sacrifice everything. So this is the vow. Yeah. Swaha, independence. Swaha, Krishna Upadesh. Swaha, the money. You know, it's like I joined in Vrindavan. On the internet sometimes says Amsterdam, it's wrong, it's Vrindavan. And then later I moved into the Amsterdam temple. When I came to the Amsterdam temple, then the president was interviewing me. And he said, how did you come to the temple?
I said, by train.
He said, oh, you don't have a car.
I said, no, don't have a car. Okay, no car.
You have any hobbies, you know?
They're like, well, I used to, some music, you know. Oh, yes, what instrument? Guitar. Oh, guitar. Yes. What kind of guitar? You know what I mean? It's just like you say the name of the guitar and you see in his mind, he translates it into dollars, you know.
And like everything was that, with everything you said, the cash register was registering and totaling up, you know, how much you were worth. Yeah. And at the end they would say, okay, let's go and pick it all up. So I never told them I had money in the bank. I let them have a few things, my tape recorder, this, that, but not the money in the bank. But then, this money in the bank gave me a lot of trouble. You know, I was out on Sankirtan and it was raining and it was cold, it was miserable, the socks were wet, you know what I mean? And when it gets to like cold, wet socks, it gets pretty bad. Yeah, so it was like, I was getting to the stage where I'm thinking to myself, what in the world am I doing here? And then I was out with a devotee who was just too transcendental. He was blissfully chanting Hare Krishna and not even noticing the wet feet. That made it more difficult for me, you know, because misery loves company. So in this way, then that money, yeah, I had all the money. So in my mind, I was thinking, what am I doing here on the street, you know? I mean, collecting a little bit, you know, I don't have to do this. And next thing, I went to the airport and I bought a ticket to a place where the sun shines. Yeah. I could see. And afterwards, I was sitting there on the beach and I was thinking, yes, this money is a problem. It's actually a problem. It's taking me away. And I realized, I have to also sacrifice this. Like this, everything, little by little, Krishna wants everything. That's really the result of these vows. They are amazing. They're amazing. Everything has to be sacrificed to keep them. So, therefore the vows in themselves are like a fire. I see it's getting crowded. So the, of course, we cannot do this sacrifice all by ourselves. To live a whole life like devotees, different from the rest of the world. It's not so easy. When you're young, it's easy. You can live for an idea. You know, I want to be. When you're young, you have an ideal and this is what I'm going to be. When you're old, you sort of realize, well, it didn't really work. I'm still the one I am, you know. It's not so easy to change. Therefore, over time, it's more difficult to have an ideal. I'm going to be a pure devotee. Well, you know, yeah. That's what I thought the first day I moved in the temple, but it's not so easy. It's like years go by and still not completely, or still completely not. What to do? So it's not always so easy. Therefore, we realize we need help. We need support. We need Vaishnavas. Durgame patimendasya skalat padakatir muhu yat kripa swastidhani na santa santavalambanam. That my path is difficult, my feet are slipping, but I have the stick of the mercy of the Vaishnavas as my support. So that's important. Somehow or other, to always stay with the Vaishnavas, no matter what they do.
even if they treat you bad. Sometimes they do, actually. But anyway, then we have the old song. Tinadapi sunichena tarodapi saishnuna amanina madanena kitaniya sadahari. Somehow or other, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us that. So to stay in the association of devotees, I thought that the association of devotees was for inspiration. But then I realized not only, no, it's also for purification. I mean, sometimes it's very purifying, if you know what I mean. Sometimes it's not so easy. But we must stay. Because in the association of devotees, somehow or other, we'll continue to chant, we'll continue to offer what we eat, we'll continue to live like devotees. So, this is important. Of course, the most powerful tool that we have in spiritual life is the chanting of Hare Krishna. And in the course of this chanting, we must avoid the offenses, otherwise the result from the chanting is delayed, can be delayed for many lives. So, to not blaspheme the devotees, to not consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva to be equal, and Lord Brahma to be equal independent to the name of Vishnu. The name of Shiva and Brahma, they are not ordinary persons. They can give so many benedictions. They are worthy of our worship, but one thing they cannot give, and that is eternal life, because they themselves don't have it. Only Lord Vishnu can give that, and only Krishna can give Krishna Prem, which is found with the residents of Vrindavan. So, therefore, we take our shelter of Krishna. Respects, O Lord Shiva. Respects, O Lord Brahma. But we worship Krishna. The gopis even said, "Oh, my dear Lord Narayan, please accept our obeisances. Have you seen Krishna?" So we turn to Krishna at all times. Third offense, disobey the order of the spiritual master. Instead of disobeying him, one can talk to the spiritual master. And he can always change it, if possible, if it can be changed. And if it's an unchangeable order, well, then he can help us and give us inspiration to somehow or other carry on. So really, if the order is too difficult, then one simply must take shelter. But if somehow or other one disobeys the order of the spiritual master, even then we turn to the spiritual master. Because the spiritual master is our best friend. And the spiritual master cannot be surprised. It's not possible. In terms of our behavior, it's not from now, I promise to do all these things, but then, it happened, you know, there was a new neighbor and it somehow or other got out of hand and broke everything. Yeah, what to do now? If that happens, the spiritual master will simply very patiently say, "All right, we broke everything. Anyway, what to do? Let's pick up the pieces and let's put spiritual life back together." So he's not going to condemn us for whatever we have done, whatever mistake we've made. He's simply going to say, "Okay, now we have to deal with this." Right? Of course, sometimes one gets entangled very much. Someone got entangled after initiation in a drug habit. Then the spiritual master will say, "Well, we have a problem here. Right? It's going to take some time. It will not be easy to solve it. But anyway, we're in this together.
So the spiritual master is always with us. I remember how 1 year in Vrindavan, during Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, one of Srila Prabhupada's earliest disciples, namely Garga Muni, was there. Now Garga Muni is a type of personality, what you call an individual, and not exactly a traditionalist. Garga Muni that day was dressed in blue jeans, black t-shirt, and tiger skin vest. So he was standing there on the stage, ready to glorify Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan on his disappearance day. So some of the Vaishnavas present were looking at, like, blue jeans, black t-shirt, tiger skin vest. And Garga Muni knew it well. So Garga Muni started his speech, and he says, I know that there are some people here who would rather not see me here on the stage today. I know that. He says, but what can I do? I will never leave. I will not go. No. I will not go. And the reason why I will not go is because of three words that Prabhupada wrote in a letter to me in 1966. He said, and therefore I will never go. Never. He said, and these three words, they were your ever well wisher. Prabhupada signed his letter with your ever well wisher. He would always sign his letters with your ever well wisher. But Garga Muni understood that, your ever well wisher, what it means. No matter what you do, still your well wisher. No matter what, always your well wisher. Therefore, I'll never go. Never. Prabhupada will always be my well wisher. Always. No matter what I do. And that faith kept him there. And that faith is very strong. So in this way, faith in the words of the spiritual master, they make all the difference. Now that I'm remembering this, I'm just remembering how recently Garga Muni's elder brother, Brahmananda Prabhu, left this planet. And then the situation, you may not know, or you may know, but what was going on, Brahmananda had problems breathing, and some people wanted to take him to a hospital. He didn't really want to go to a hospital, but he's sitting on a chair, he couldn't lie down, he had difficulty breathing. And then the group that wanted to take him to the hospital, they had called for an ambulance, and Brahmananda was sitting on the chair. And then it was on the chair that he gave up his body. So later, Garga Muni, his brother, he was commenting, and he said when Prabhupada was in 1966 having a stroke and he was in the hospital, then the doctors wanted to do so many treatments and Prabhupada wanted to go. And then it was Brahmananda who took charge of the situation and who took the bed on the wheels and started rolling it out of the hospital. And the hospital staff were chasing him and Garga Muni with Prabhupada and Brahmananda with Prabhupada in the bed and this and that. And in the end, they saved Prabhupada from the hospital. And Garga Muni said, and Prabhupada told Brahmananda that because of that service, he would never have to die in the hospital. Yeah. So, you know, somehow or other, this is what we need. We need the blessings of the spiritual master. It is said that, yeah, we should try to please the spiritual master. So that's from the disciple's perspective. Now, from the guru's perspective, I thought about it. I thought, should the guru sort of, well, we have, the disciple has to please the guru. So what does that mean? Does it mean that the guru just has to act pleased when the disciple has, up to a reasonable level, served, you know, which is commonly understood as an acceptable behavior for a devotee, and then spiritual master should be pleased? Or should he be really pleased in the heart? I thought about it and I thought, yeah. Now, guru and disciple relationship is based on truth and on nothing but truth. It will only work when there's truth, when the spiritual master is completely truthful and when the disciple is truthful. That's all we have between us, the truth and nothing else. So I was thinking, no, the truth is, yeah, the spiritual master has to be really pleased in the heart. Now, you have tough luck today. Really, I'm sorry for you. I'm hard to please. I've always been like that, you know, a little spoiled, you know. You know what I mean? It's not easy to please, no. Yeah, it's nice, yeah. Is it okay? Yeah. Yeah. I want everything. Perfection. Yes, no less. Yeah. That's how it is. So, yeah, you can still stand up and walk away now. This is about your last chance, you know, to duck out of the window, because I'm getting to the end of the talk and I'm going to pull the beats out of the bag. It's very crowded. There's not much escape way in that direction. Okay, well, the first ones that came out were these ones, and these are belonging to Jay. You are Jay. Just me now. Yeah, there's a J on it. Okay. So, yes, you can offer obeisances. Hare Krishna. And of course, it's good if you can say it all out, but I mean, that's my mantra. Jayadvaita Maharaj's mantra also. He asked, since he's still present, if my disciples can chant. I'll tell you that later, how it works. A little closer, because my arm is too short. What to do? So what are the four regulative principles that you promise to follow for the rest of your life? And you can say it in whatever language you are
comfortable. No eating meat, fish, or eggs. No intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
Okay, and how many rounds are you promising to chant every day without
fail? I'll chant 16 rounds minimum.
Thank you so much. That's very, very nice. Okay, so from this day on, I'll give you a name of Srimati Radharani, actually. And that name is Yasasvini Devidasi. I wrote it down somewhere. Yasasvini. Okay, here it is. So, it means one who is famous, really famous, not just some movie star who's famous for a day and always in some scandal, but Radharani is truly famous, because of her pure devotion. So, by serving the pure devotees, you'll be famous. Hare Krishna. Yashasvini Devi Das. You have to... At first, when you get a new name, it's a shock, you know. It's like, in my case also, it's like, you know, my first name was with a P, right? And my last name with a K. But somehow or other, they mixed the names around and they put my first, they thought my last name was my first name and this and that. So then I got a name with a K and I didn't expect it, you know. So I was thinking I'll get something like Prahlad or something, and it's sort of like, and then suddenly, you know, it was like Kadamba Kanada. Whoa. It was a big shock. But then it grew on me. The meaning grew on me. The meditation grew on me. And I could see this name is something that I can try to live up to. I can try and become that, you know. Like, and that is the nice thing about these spiritual names. They're giving us a meaning and we can try and live up to the meaning of the name. This way the name will pull us up to a higher level. So it's a very good name. Now, your turn.
Maharaj, let's put it back.
You want to put it back? What you want to put back? No, it's okay. I'll put it back later. Because if I put it back, then the thing is in between. So it's not good for the picture, you know. Okay, so what are the four regulative principles that you promise to follow for the rest of your life?
No eating meat, fish and eggs, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
Okay. And how many rounds are you promising to chant every day without fail?
I will chant 16 rounds daily and more.
Whenever possible.
It's
yeah. Otherwise, you have to really chant more. You're promising it. Yeah. We were in one yajna and in Czech Republic, and it was in the summer camp. Many devotees, and Lokanath Maharaj was initiating also, and many gurus. Mm-hmm. And then all the candidates came, and everyone minimum 16 rounds. And then one Mataji came, and then Lokanath Maharaj asked. Asked her, so how many rounds? She said, 16 rounds, minimum. And then he said, and on Ekadasi? And then she looked at him like, what? You're not going to ask me that, is it? And then he said, and how many on Ekadasi? And then, you know, so finally she says, like, 25? And that day, she paid more than anybody else. That was really interesting. You know, she just had to pay a higher price. In your case, I didn't ask. And you didn't promise. But it's sometimes it's nice when we are free on Ekadasi. Yeah. I forgot the name, I have to look on the paper. This is the right paper. So, from this day on, you will be Malika Malati Devi Das. Now, Malika Malati, it's in Vrindavan, it's that smell of Malika and Malati is always there, of these flowers, a very strong scent. Malika is jasmine and Malati is not really easy to translate, you know, so that's just Malati.
Krishna also wears a garland of these flowers, and it says wherever Malika and Malatya, Krishna is not far away. So, in that way, the name will take you to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the place which is meant for the pleasure of Krishna. Everything is for the pleasure of Krishna. So, may this name transport you to a way of life which is completely for the pleasure of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, so then we'll carry on with, you can take your seats now on the, next to the fire, and we'll start the fire. And then I need someone who chants a soft, mellow bhajan. Okay, someone sitting down. Or, no? I need a soft, mellow bhajan man to sit exactly there.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Mantras will invoke blessings, blessings of Krishna, blessings of Parampara. So, although the yajna is